You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a speech at the UN General Assembly, Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters expressed New Zealand's support for a ceasefire in Gaza. The Green Party have been vocal advocates for a ceasefire since the beginning of the conflict, and have also been advocating for the granting of visas for Palestinians with a family in Aotearoa. I spoke to Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez-March about the Foreign Minister's speech. We also spoke about the consequences of job cuts in the public sector.
We're calling on the Foreign Affairs Minister to go further and to call for an unconditional and permanent ceasefire, but it is good to see the government stepping up bit by bit. At the same time, there is more the government itself can do to also do more domestically, such as granting humanitarian visas for people in Aotearoa, for Palestinians who have families, in Palestine who live here. But at the same time, we are encouraged by the government taking a more active role in calling for a ceasefire in the global stage.
Do you agree with Mr. Peters' condemnation of the UN's veto power?
He is not wrong that the international community should be able to come together to call for peace without major global powers being able to veto moves towards peace and justice. And that is something that we welcome. At the same time, I think it is important that the government reflects on their own actions domestically, on what they're contributing to work towards peace and the safety of Palestinians who have family here in Aotearoa.
You kind of touched on it before with the visas, but I did want to kind of ask if you could elaborate a bit more on what further measures New Zealand can take in order to help influence a ceasefire or even help those in Gaza right now.
One of the key asks that we've been making of the government is for the granting of special humanitarian visas for family members of Palestinians who live in Aotearoa. The Minister of Immigration has pushed back, and we think that her reasons are incorrect by claiming that right now it's really difficult for Palestinians to leave. We think that Palestinians should be listened to and their demands should be heard. And if the issue is safe passage, we could be doing things like we did for Afghanis when evacuations happened by sending New Zealand Defence Force planes to help evacuate people in the same way we did it to support Afghani nationals who had to flee the Taliban at the time.
I want to slightly switch tack here and ask about job cuts in the public sector. The government is aiming to save $1.5 billion a year in public service spending. What is the Green Party's position on public service job cuts?
The public sector has been used as a political football by successive governments, and the reality is that people in the public service help keep our healthcare systems and guide the government to take action on climate change in a way that they couldn't do if we continue reducing staff. So ultimately, we also have to consider that these are people who are losing their jobs, and that the government is condemning a whole generation of people who are committed to serving our communities to being displaced from the jobs that they have. And ultimately, it will make our public services, such as education, health, and even the well-being of people in state care, more precarious. And so we think that rather than taking people's jobs to fund tax cuts for the rich, that we should be taxing wealth and bolstering our services, such as health and education, so that everyone can thrive.
You touched on it a little bit there, but I did want to follow up by asking what areas you think the government should be looking at instead of public service job cuts to save money and get back to surplus?
Well, I mean, one of the key things the government refuses to do is to tax the rich to be able to fund those public services and ensure we're able to maintain our finances. But at the same time, as multiple agencies have said, including the IMF, New Zealand actually should be taxing the rich, but actually has the capacity to absorb far more debt than we're doing right now. And compared to other nations, we actually spend a very small proportion of GDP on infrastructure, and we don't invest and take debt to fund infrastructure. And New Zealand actually has very low debt compared to GDP in comparison to other developed nations. And so I think what the government is doing is playing into the politics of austerity, and the short-term savings that they'll make will have long-term consequences, because people will not have access to quality education and healthcare, and that actually has really, really long-term impacts on people going forward.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about
the consequences that you foresee happening as a result of these job cuts?
Well, for example, if we take the hiring freeze, Araranga Tamariki, that is put in place to be able to afford the tax cuts, ultimately those people at Araranga Tamariki are in charge of supporting the system that keep young people in state care safe. And we've seen report after report on how people in state care are not receiving adequate support, and if we don't have the staffing capacity to support people in state care, we're left with a system that does not adequately monitor children's safety, and that ends up actually literally compromising on people's health. And for example, on health, if we want to deliver projects to support, for example, people's oral health, or put in place public health programs to support people's heart health, for example, that requires back-end people designing and delivering those programs, and ultimately without the staff to do that, we have less people being able to access health services and health programs that are being rolled out by government. And so we have people who will have more health issues down the line because they couldn't get access to treatment early on, and they know what they could access because of the lack of information campaign.
That was Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez-March. We'll be back after a quick break. Make sure you keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.